Well, we come to the conclusion of our journey through Mark's Gospel this morning, our verses 15 to 20. It's the resurrection chapter. And we've already thought in previous Sundays about the resurrection. You're more likely to get fed up with me saying this, but you'll remember how Mark's Gospel starts. The beginning of the Gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we cannot stop emphasizing that great truth when so many deny it. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Do you know how the Apostle Paul starts his great epistle to the Romans? Well, just like this. He mentions the gospel of God concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, truly man. But then it says this, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. So whether you're thinking about the virgin birth, or whether you're thinking about his sinless life and powerful life, or his atoning work on the cross, or the resurrection, they all declare that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And if you've got that all worked out, you've got the answer to the most important question in this world. Who is Jesus Christ? I trust you would say, the Son of God. So we're in the resurrection chapter. But there's another question. And I hope you got the answer to this question. Why have you heard about Jesus Christ? Now our text this morning is verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why have you heard about Jesus Christ? Those words were given 2,000 years ago. Here we are. Miracle of miracles. The gospel came one day to the British Isles. And there was a day in your life when you heard about Jesus Christ. Why has that happened? Why has the name of Jesus Christ been spread large and wide? Simply because there have been those who obeyed this great command of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So that's our text. And of course the title will be The Great Commission. Now, these last few verses, as many of you know, there are certain things that some of you are very aware of. So I've got five things I'm going to say to you. And the first one is one which you might not be expecting. So here goes. I'll risk my neck on it. Okay? Number one. A comment for your consideration. We believe in this church, we uphold the Baptist Confession of Faith, we believe in the plenary, verbal, inerrancy, and inspiration of the Bible as it was originally given in its original manuscripts. Now you say, well, that's a bit of a mouthful, but that's what we believe. Let me explain a little bit more to you. Plenary means complete, fully. This book, the Bible, it's not just got a few verses which are the word of God and the rest of it is the work of man. Plenary means from Genesis 1 right through to the end of Revelation, every word has come from God. That's what plenary means. Verbal means this. These are not just the thoughts of God. A man has come along and interpreted the thoughts of God. No. Every word verbally has been spoken by God. So that's very important. Inerrancy, the Bible is like God. God cannot lie. He's without